Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. With inflation on the forefront of almost everyone's mind and hammering down our pocketbooks, reducing those expensive yet necessary household costs can be a difficult endeavor. Energy costs are a big one when it comes to budget-busting items, and those of us who use propane know it can be a pricey and ongoing expense. Enter what is called the Propane Collective, established in late 2023 as a community solution to ever-increasing propane costs. Its founder, Janet Maneri, already pioneered one of the first local propane co-ops here in California and in the United States back in 2005 called the Coloma Lotus Co-op. The concept was a simple one: get a whole bunch of people to agree to switch to a single propane company and use that as leverage to lower the price of propane for its members in the served community. The idea grew out of her view that the propane industry often lacked price consistency as well as price transparency. Operating on a volunteer basis only, the co-op she founded was a word-of-mouth type of arrangements with her friends and neighbors. Fast forward two decades later, and the co-op has grown to the point where operating it as a volunteer effort became unmanageable. As a result, in 2023, Maneri transitioned the Coloma Lotus Co-op into a membership-based offering called the Propane Collective. Today, members pay a small fee to gain access to negotiated rates, leveraging the group's buying power. Through this structure, Maneri strives to obtain lower prices, greater transparency, and improved customer service. Members of the Propane Collective receive free tank monitoring, propane discounts based on a published wholesale rate, zero delivery fees on routed service, and competitive tank rental costs. Membership is also available to those who own their own tanks. The Propane Collective serves a growing number of communities here in Northern California, including El Dorado, Placer, Nevada, Sacramento, and Yuba counties. Maneri publishes the group's propane rate history going back to January 2024, which can be viewed on its website, propanecollective.com. Maneri speaks highly of the Propane Collective's exclusive supplier, noting their alignment with the collective. Quote, "We're fortunate to work with a local family-owned company with decades of experience. They're big enough to meet our collective needs, yet small enough to maintain a personal touch. And when you call, you'll reach someone right here in California where the collective is located." Maneri also featured and shared feedback she received from members. Quote, "I love hearing from our members. One woman told me she was saving so much on propane, she could actually keep her home warmer. That just made my day," Maneri tells us. Co-ops and collective type entities are nothing new, and they can provide all sorts of goods and services, and propane groups are no exception. In my opinion, and from many years of buying propane myself, I consider the propane business to be very competitive, which at times may work against us, the customer, rather than for us. In November 1st, 2025, I wrote an article called "Squeezing Down Utility Bills." I wrote in that article, quote, "As for propane, well, on that one, I am stuck. I tried switching companies every so often for the teaser rate, but changing tanks every time I did so was a pain. And the initial deals they offer you to switch expire quickly, so you are soon right back to where you were. I could own my own tank," I wrote, "but besides being a hassle to do so, I would then be on the hook for its integrity and safety, and that I'm not interested in. As for my concerns regarding propane, I couldn't have said it better myself than I did back then, and I did say it, so there you go." In conclusion, a grassroots group like the Propane Collective, especially if there is one in your area as well, may offer benefits beyond just being a one-off homeowner like me shopping for a way to lower my energy costs. Although there are pros and cons for just about any method of procurement, an entity like the Propane Collective might be worth taking a look at. More information can be found at their website, propanecollective.com, their phone number 530-881-1189. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and today I'm watching the propane markets, and that does it for today's Money Matters. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities or join any entity or group mentioned herein, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriting. No guarantees are implied herein on the newscast on the company mentioned in my newscast today. Of course, I hope hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License 0034249. I have insurance agency BAP Inc. Insurance Services. You can email me at news@moneymanagerbehavior.com. My name is Mark Cuniverti.
Thanks for listening. I certainly wasn't right.
I guess he was cruising for bruising.